Yahweh Shammah, we bow before you, Lord, thanking you for being there. Thanking you for being alive to us, Lord, in a living witness of spirit, water, and blood. In a living witness manifested to us in the substance of the Master's fullness. We are alive to you by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We are alive to the reality that you are always there, our Lord and our God. And as we come to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, the reality of Yahweh Shammah, O Lord, will become, O God, the be-all and end-all of our life. That Yahweh Shammah will become, O Lord, the one in whom, O God, we live, move, and have our being. And this is a reality, Lord, you are inviting us, O God, to receive and realize as you bring into us, O God, the fulfillment of your word. For it is the purpose of your word to create within us an intimacy in the true, full, and perfect knowledge of thee, Father, open to us by the Holy Spirit in the fullness of Jesus Christ. That through the witness of the cross, we are being invited, O God, into an intimacy that will always know that you are there. That you are there with us, O Lord, because we are purchased in the blood of the Lamb. Because you have ordained a humongous purpose in each one of our lives, Lord. It's a purpose beyond our comprehension, Lord. But as we enter into the beginnings of purpose in you, Lord, we thank you for the journey that's begun. We thank you for the blessings that are opened. We thank you, O God, for the promise that is being unveiled, line upon line, precept upon precept, within the tablets of our heart. We are a blessed people. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the unveiling of the mystery of Christ within our hearts by the Holy Spirit, so that we will, in the reality of who our God is and all that our God is, rise to occupy, O God, the position you have ordained for each one of us in your righteousness, Lord. The position you have given us, O God, in accordance with your perfect will. That position by which, O God, you mean to uniquely give expression to yourself in each one of us and through each one of us. For we are made in the image and fullness of our God. We are called, O God, to realize the fullness of the living God from our inward parts. For we are meant to be filled to all the fullness of our God. It is written, and so it will be brought to manifest, O God, within us. And this is the reality of Yahweh Shammah. This is the reality of the scriptures fulfilled. This is the reality of the law and the prophets brought to fulfillment. This is the reality of destiny, O God, open to us in your righteousness. This is the reality that will enable us, O God, to rise, to become all that you have desired us to become, Father, from the foundations of the world. For you have known us and you have loved us, O God, even before our unformed substance, Lord. And that is a mystery, O God, in who you are and all that you are. And we thank you, Lord, that as we discover you, O Lord, we will also discover, O God, what you have ordained each one of us to become, Lord. And we thank you that as we discover you, we begin to see ourselves in your image and in your wonder, Lord. We thank you that this discovery is brought alive to us in conformance to Christ Jesus, in conformance, O God, to all that you have ordained in the Son of Man, Father. We bless you. We thank you that as we receive and realize of his fullness, we will unveil as sons of the living God. We give you the glory, the honor, the worship, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 48, the last verse. The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about, and the name of the city from that day shall be Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. Yahweh is there. That God has with his name, as far as we are concerned, to open his name to us in an intimacy. Then this is why in the fulfillment of the law, we are called to realize that we can love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So the reality that God is there is a reality that is to be opened to us, to all of our heart, to all of our soul, to all of our mind, and to all of our strength. God is telling us that as we discover him, we will grow in all that we discover Him to be. Our heart will grow, our soul will grow, our mind will grow, and our strength will grow. And the reality of Him alive to us will be a reality that will be perfected and completed in love, manifested in holiness. So we read that the house of the Lord that is being built is the house of Christ, and it is on a mount. And the law on that mount is the law of holiness, right? Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 12. This is the law of the house. Its entire area on the top of the mountain all round shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. Praise the Lord. Now we know that holiness is brought to us in substance, right? In two realities. When we did the name Yahweh Mukadesh, we realized that holiness is manifested to us in substance. The bread of the holy and the bread of the most holy, right? Leviticus chapter 21. Leviticus chapter 21. Verse 22, he may eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. And when we talk about God being there, the reality of God being there is open to both our spirit and our soul. The bread of the holy is the substance of the presence of God that is open to our soul. The bread of the most holy is the hidden manna of God's name that is open to our spirit. And so we see that Yahweh Shammah is a reality that God wants to manifest from our inward parts. And we are chosen to realize the awesome wonder of Yahweh Shammah from all that is within us. So we are actually designed to know God from all that is within us. In the reality of all that is within us, we are called to relate to our God. And in the reality that we are talking about right now, God is also telling us that our inward parts are designed for God. Our inward parts are designed to know God and to love God. All of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength is meant to be developed in and by and through and for God. Everything that we are in our being is meant to flow out of who God is and all that God is. And in that reality, we are called to relate to the rest of creation. Each one of us. To love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength is the realization of Yahweh Shammah, the fulfillment of the law, also the fulfillment of the prophets. Because if we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we will become creatures of immense promise. Because if we love God, God can give us anything. Because it will always be used for that which is good, because we love Him. Because we have come to know His love, and we have come to understand His love, and we have come to reciprocate His love. Now in the reality of Yahweh Shammah, God is also telling us that the highest purpose for which we were created is to be alive to God. That all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength is defined in a relationship with God. We cannot love somebody else. No other created being can be loved with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, because it is impossible to relate to another creature with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Because the other person cannot know you in that sense, and neither can you know that person in that sense. But with God, this is what He wants to build. A unique intimacy. An intimacy in which we will live, move, and have our being. An intimacy in which we will come to understand that God is there. That in being there, He is the be-all and end-all of all things in our lives. He is the source of all things for our lives. That in the confidence of God being who He is to us, in the confidence of His love, in the confidence of being holy unto God, being set apart unto God, we will then be able to relate perfectly to the universe that is around us. So what flows out of loving God is the reality of us being able to love one another as ourselves. And the reason why we will be able to love one another as ourselves is because we have come to value ourselves and value others in the knowledge of God that has been manifested within us. Yahweh Shammah is the fabric in which the sons of God will stand together as one body. That's why Yahweh Shammah is talked about as being a city of God. And if you look at Revelation 21, you will find that God's ultimate purpose is to bring forth a city that is called New Jerusalem. And New Jerusalem is called the Bride of the Lamb. New Jerusalem is the dwelling place of the Most High God. New Jerusalem consists of the people who are called to actually possess the glory of God. Right? Let's turn to that. Right? Revelation 21. Revelation 21. For context, let me just read from verse 1 to verse 3. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. Tabernacle means dwelling place, okay? And he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. Verse 9. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, come here, I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. You see, the high mountain is what Ezekiel prophesied of, right? The high mountain where the law of that mountain was most holy. So you see, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. What is coming down? A holy city. A city called peace. Having the glory of God. You will remember that Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 28, which we introduced last week, declared that God has, through Jesus Christ, manifested himself to us as our inheritance and our possession. And so you see, that is brought to fulfillment with the bride having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. Right? Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. And what does this stone of crystal clear jasper represent? Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. Let's read from verse 1, just for context. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow round the throne, like an emerald in appearance. So he who was sitting on the throne is described as a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And the bride is being described as, in verse 11 of chapter 21, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. And this is the reality of God being there, Yahweh Shammah. This is his glory manifested in the bride. Are you with me? This is his glory manifested within the bride. I am there. I am there. And this is what Jesus Christ gave his life for, right? Let's turn to John chapter 17. Verse 26. John chapter 17, verse 26. He says, I have made thy name known to them, and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou didst love me may be in them, and I in them. I in them. Praise the Lord. Verse 22. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. What is this reality of His glory that is being manifested inside of us? It is the unveiling of Yahweh Shammah. And Paul takes it to its ultimate conclusion in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse, let's read for context from verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, right? According to what? The riches of His glory. What does the bride possess? The glory of the living God, right? All right? And so He says, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power, that is dunamis power, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love, now faith is substance, right? In love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. So who is to be filled up to all the fullness of God? You and me. Now to be filled up to all the fullness of God is the realization of Yahweh Shammah. Praise the Lord. And being filled up to all the fullness of God is a relationship. Is a relationship nurtured in love. A relationship nurtured in love. That's why in Revelation 21 we are called the bride. The bride. And we are a bride by means of a marriage covenant that God wants to fulfill in our lives. A covenant of marriage with the Lamb of God. And so, the reality of Yahweh Shammah is something of awesome proportions. Let's look at Revelation 21 again. From verse 22. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. Praise the Lord. And we are these people that God has chosen to become His dwelling place, a living temple. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So what is this city on a hill which cannot be hidden? That's the city that God intends to indwell as Yahweh Shammah. That's the city that is going to be brought to fulfillment in Revelation chapter 21. The city that will be enlightened in the light of who God is and all that God is. And that light will be such a light that the nations will walk in that light. And so that is our destiny. We are light beings. And that light is a reality of Yahweh Shammah. God is light, and we are called to be lights. And this awesome reality of God being there is the basis of every good thing that God gives us, every perfect gift that God gives us. So we are a gifted people, we are a people blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We are a people called to realize all things in and by and through God. But all this can only come to pass if we understand that God must be there. We must come alive to God in such a way that we live, move, and have our being in God and by God and through God. Is that possible? Yes. That's what the scripture is geared to create inside of you. That's what Jesus means by the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So if you look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished." And what is the highest form of the law? That you shall have no other gods before me. That I alone will be your God. And there will be absolutely, totally, and comprehensively no substitute for me in your life. That's the highest law. And that's what God wants to bring to fulfillment in Yahweh Shammah. But how is God going to manifest that fulfillment? He's going to draw us into a reality where we come to love Him. And salvation is really a process by which God woos us. He takes us from our sinful state and He woos us into a marriage state. Are you with me? He takes us from a sinful state and He woos us into a marriage state. And the process of purification from a sinful state to a state of being perfect is brought about through the blood. He washes us in His own blood. He washes us in His blood that is a living expression of the faith and love of Jesus Christ. The living expression of the character and nature of Jesus Christ. And so, in bringing us into a marriage covenant, God is bringing us into a unique intimacy that no angel in heaven knows. And so, we are, as James says, as it were, like the first fruits of a new creation. Let's turn to that. James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 18. In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth. You see, He brings us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among His creatures. The first fruits among His creatures. Although angels were created probably millions of years before us, it's very amazing that we are called, as it were, the first fruits among His creatures. And what's God trying to show here? He's trying to show that He has manifested a creation that He has purchased out of His own love. He has purchased and made them stand in a unique position through His own righteousness. He has made them holy unto Himself. They are the product of His own love. They are the product of His own name. They are the product of everything that He has accomplished in and by and through Himself. We are totally and comprehensively meant to be the creation of God. So Yahweh Shammah is meant to be a reality of that creation that knows God in such a way that that creation is always alive to God at all times, in every situation, in every circumstance. And as God works in each one of our lives, one of the things that He is opening us to is the fact that He is always there. No matter what we go through, no matter what kind of difficulties we go through, when we have gone through the difficulties, most of us will find And he was there. He was there in more ways than we understood. He was there in more ways that we could comprehend. That he took us through the darkness and he achieved something inside of us that was priceless. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord God who means to unveil in us the glory that is an illumination of a jasper in appearance, right? The same light, the same crystallized light in God is reflected in us, and we are called to possess his glory, to give expression to his glory. An awesome position to be in, an awesome position. And so you see, as we are completing our meditations on the name of God, you see that the covenant names of God are entirely designed for a marriage. They're entirely designed to bring a select people, a select portion of the creation, into a marriage covenant, into an intimacy with the living God. Isn't that awesome? And God is doing that in each one of our lives in a unique way. God's plan of salvation, as it's brought to fulfillment in each one of our lives, is a unique testimony of a love story. It's a very patient, it's a very painstaking work to make people like us who are so far away from God to be entirely alive to God is no mean miracle. It's an amazing miracle. To bring us to a point where all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength will derive from who God is, in the fact that God is there, is amazing. But that's what God has designed us to be. And so we are each going to discover who we are in the reality of who our God is. So always understand this, right? As a Christian, this is God's highest purpose for you. To discover what he has called you to become in and of himself. So we are saved by God. We are vindicated by his power. We are called to receive and realize the indwelling presence of the living God. So God's purpose in our life is ultimately summed up in this name, Yahweh Shammah. He is there. So Emmanuel, God with us, ultimately becomes Yahweh Shammah. God is there. Where? In us. In what sort of reality? In a reality that we relate to with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And your heart develops according to the stature of God that you have come to relate to. Your soul develops according to the stature of God that you have come alive to. Your mind develops according to the stature of God that you have come alive to. Your strength grows according to the stature of God that you have come alive to. And it's an awesome process. It's an awesome process. So keep your eyes on the Lord. The reality of God is a revelation. Only God can reveal himself to you. The simple fact is God means to reveal himself uniquely to each one of us. And all that we will become in the future will be entirely dependent on us realizing that unique revelation of God in our own hearts, in our own beings. You know, Jesus said that God's ultimate purpose is to take his abode with us. Let's turn to John chapter 14. Verse 23. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." Make our abode with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what is the intent of Yahweh Shammah? So that we can do all things in the name of God. So that we can really realize the position of being creatures of promise through us, God will bless the universe. Just imagine that each one of us are called to be a living and growing blessing to a universe that God has created. And we have to learn how to give expression to that reality through the love of God that we have received. See, freely we have received and freely we shall learn to give. It is in giving that we will come to discover the heart of God. Because if there's one thing that God is telling us in saving us, is the fact that He has given us life. That everything that becomes part and parcel of our being, our character, our nature, our personalities, as God works inside of us, you will realize that He will give you all of these things. That ultimately your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, your whole strength will entirely be brought forth out of what God has designed you to be in Christ Jesus. All that is of our carnal self today will die. Nothing will be left. And all that will be of what God has ordained in Christ Jesus for us will come forth by the Holy Spirit. And we will be indeed a new creation. And this new creation will live, move, and have its being in Yahweh Shammah. So God's name is not some far-off reality. God's name is meant to become the be-all and end-all of our life. God's name is meant to become our heartbeat. God's name is meant to become the pulse of our life. God's name is meant to become the source of life to us. God's name is meant to become every expression of our life. God's name is meant to become every expression, every functional expression of our being. Some people may be scared to think that God would want to be alive to us like that. But that's because of our carnal nature. You see, God deals with our carnal nature, and as He changes us, you will begin to find that the desire to know God will grow in us by itself. So it's a very painstaking process of change that God works in us. Because if you look at yourself and myself today, there is a part of us that doesn't want to be too close with God. We want to keep Him at a distance so that we can do our own thing. We want God and we want His salvation and we want His blessings. But we also, there is a part of us that wants to do our own thing. But God is telling us ultimately that there will come a point in our life then where we will want everything in Him and by Him and through Him. That's going to be something you and I have to discover for ourselves. Because right now there is a part of us that does not want that. We would like to keep a safe distance. Right? But God will change us. There will be a time when we will have a passion to really want to know God. And that will be really something that God will have to bring into our lives. You know, the Bible says that there is a reality where you and I will tremble at the word of God. Today as we stand, we can't comprehend how we can tremble at the word of God. But you can only tremble at the word of God if you can see God in that word. And we haven't come to that stage yet, you know. We may have caught glimpses of that here and there, but we don't live in that reality all the time. There will come a time when we will live in God's name, and the word that stands in accordance with God's name, and then we will tremble in awe at the name of God. We will tremble in awe at how great God is. But that awe will come because we will have come to experience how God has changed us. You see, Lucifer stood before God and he was not impressed with God. He could not appreciate the greatness of God. One third of the angels stood before God and they could not appreciate the greatness of God. But we have been brought out from darkness through a witness that God opened to us through a cross. And that witness that God opened to us through a cross is a witness of an intimacy that brings change into our lives. It is a labor of love. It is a labor of a love that is truly unconditional. It is a labor of a love that gives and gives and gives and forgives and forgives and forgives. It is a love that perseveres. It is a love that never fails. It is a love that overcomes all of our darkness. It is a love that transforms every form of our thoughts, our words, our behavior, our thinking, our attitudes, even our desires. And that's going to be something else. And this is what Yahweh Shammah stands for. The God who is there. And in being there, He has done a work that nobody else could have done with us. And out of the gratitude of this awesome love, out of the realization of this painstaking work that is a labor of love, we will come alive to the fact that God is wonderful. And being alive to Him is more precious than anything else. Obviously, these are things we don't understand even as I say those words. Even I don't comprehend how that is possible. But I can see the first fruits of it already alive in my own heart. But there is a long way to go. There is a great work that God has to accomplish within us. There is so much of the heart of stone that God has to remove. There is so much of the heart of stone that God has to transform into a heart of flesh. But as He does that, you and I will come alive to Yahweh Shammah. Because that heart of flesh is the reality of Yahweh Shammah. It's the reality in substance. The substance of the bread of the holy, which is to be opened to our soul as the bread of the presence. And the substance of the bread of the most holy, which is the hidden manna of His name, that will enable us to be alive to who God is and all that God is continuously. So as we finish this series on the name of God, as we introduce the covenant frameworks for our relationship with God, we need to clearly understand that God's relationship with us is a relationship of an immense giving. God opens Himself to us and He embraces us, warts and all, and He works in us so as to transform us in the glory of who He is and all that He is. That in the beauty of His heart, we will indeed be transfigured into becoming a new creation. That we will be transfigured to have a whole new personality, a whole new thought process, a whole new state of being. And all this God will have achieved in us, in His own righteousness. So as we look back at the names of God, we see that God is Most High. In the reality of Yahweh Shammah, we understand that God has designed us in the reality of Yahweh Shammah to relate to the Most High God. That He is taking us into an upward call in God. That He is taking us as morning stars into the reality of His glory. And as we all rise in our own free will response to God, we will realize that we are indeed a new creation, that God has fashioned and formed out of His own greatness, that we stand entirely because of all that He has done with us. God would have saved us by His own name, and He would have vindicated us by His own power. And we will stand on that city on a hill. And the light that God has brought in us, in Jesus Christ, will shine. And nations will walk in that light. What an awesome reality. The Almighty God will overshadow us, El Shaddai. And what an awesome position to be, overshadowed by the Almighty God. You know, to have access to the power of God like that, in a living reality, in a tabernacled reality all the time, to be able to live, move, and have your being in the power of God, that is something else. And when we are able to function in that position, we will come alive to the fact that that is what Yahweh Yireh, the Lord God who is our provider, has brought us into. He has given us such a position. He has labored with us to give us such a position. And He gave us that position by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Yahweh Rohai, the God, the Lord who is our shepherd. He is the one who has led us into such a position. Step by step, fashioning the witness of God into our hearts and leading us step by step into the mount of the Lord. Teaching us to hear the voice of God, teaching us, enabling us to obey the voice of God, enabling us to realize what God has for us. Yahweh Rophe, He is the God who would have healed us. He is the God who would have transformed us. He is the God who would have delivered us from the spirit of the world, from all of those carnal thoughts and carnal desires. He would have healed us and delivered us out of that, so that we would be enabled to respond to God perfectly. Yahweh Nisi, the Lord God who has manifested His banner, His covering over us, continually leading us in the battle to overcome evil, to triumph over evil in each one of our lives. Yahweh Mukadesh, the Lord God who brings us into a rest. A rest where we begin to realize that we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus, for the good works that God has ordained in each one of our lives. And in that reality, we will come alive to Yahweh Shalom, the victory of the Lord fulfilled in our lives. The peace of His covenant manifested in the tablets of our heart. The heart of flesh brought out in the peace that passeth all understanding. Yahweh Sidkenu. And all this will be the righteousness of God. And the end product of the righteousness of God will be the fact that God is there. Our God, our dwelling place, our Father, our Savior, our teacher, our comforter, our strengthener, our intercessor, the Lord who ever lives to intercede for us, the Lord who is there at all times, the Lord who is our God, the Lord who is our Savior, our refuge, our strength, our rock, our defense, the God who has loved us with an everlasting love, the God who has done with us what no one else could have done for us. The God who has saved us by Him, by Himself. The God who has saved us in His power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we bless You and thank You for this series on Your name, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, that You have introduced to us the basic frameworks in which we can relate to You. We thank You for the ministry that will enable us to experience what You are expressing in Your name. We thank You for the life, the relationships, the professions, the workplaces that You have opened to us, O Lord, so that we can discover You in our lives. We ask You to enable us, O God, to come alive to You, Lord. We ask You, Lord, to deliver us from every fleshly desire, to deliver us from the spirit of the world, and make us alive to You by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that we will be truly and comprehensively set free from the law of sin and death, so that we will be alive to You at all times, in every situation and circumstance. We give You glory, we give You honor, we give You worship, we give You praise. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for all that You are. We thank You for manifesting Yourself to us in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We thank You that by the Holy Spirit we are realizing all that is of You in Christ Jesus. And we are being brought forth, Lord, to truly be Your chosen vessels. For what You mean to accomplish, we give You glory and honor. For what You have ordained in each one of our lives, we bless You and thank You, Lord. With gratitude, we thank You for loving us, Lord. With gratitude, we thank You for saving us. With gratitude, we thank You, O God, for changing us. With gratitude, we thank You, O Lord, for persevering with us. We belong to You, each one of us, purchased in the blood of the Lamb. We are eternally grateful, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.